I remember there was a time when intimacy felt about as pleasurable as rubbing my finger together with my hand. And this has not had how it had always been. In the past, I had had a lot of pleasure, and then I had a major trauma which completely shut me down. I talk about this in another video, but what I really want to talk about is what is numbness and how do we move through that? So, numbness is something that many of us are experiencing in our entire body all the time. It is a disconnection from our body. It happens when the nervous system gets so overloaded with feelings that we step in and shut everything down. A part of us does. So people are numb all the time throughout their body. It could sound like, great, you were feeling too much and now you're not feeling that. But what happens with this numbness is it's like a dullness of our entire aliveness. It is the entire body shutting down and not being able to feel the pain, but also not being able to feel the pleasure. So, in order to reclaim our pleasure, we have to be able to go in and feel. Now, you could say, if you are numb, how can you feel? But there is actually a feeling that is numbness. So, when we go in and actually feel the numbness with absolute presence and also a massive dash of compassion, we begin to break through. So rather than numbing out, which is what us humans do, especially these days, we can numb out with the phone, with substances, with a big one is food, and another big one is porn. So, a lot of people during intimacy, they're reaching for that thing that's going to make them feel more. And they usually do it through sight. Maybe if I fantasize hard enough. Or maybe if I remember the pictures of something that I saw on a screen, then I'll be able to feel more pleasure and get turned on. So, what happens is this loop of there's a numbing, and then we're chasing something to turn us on and fantasizing about something to turn us on. In the process, we totally lose our aliveness. We lose our pleasure. And then we end up in a situation where pleasure feels about like this. This happens in, again, in our entire bodies. So when we are going ready to go through and be fully present with this numbness, with this part of us that is protecting us, it's actually protecting us from pain. Then we switch back on and can begin to feel sensation again. It is very unintuitive for us humans to understand that when we are willing to feel pain, we can also feel more pleasure because there is something so deep in our psyche, something so deep in our body that says we should not be feeling pain. This is bad. This is wrong. And I need to just shut down and not feel. But that shuts down our pleasure. So when we create this balance of being able to be the part of ourselves that can feel both pain and pleasure and not be so attached to it. It's that grasping, it's that neediness. It's the same in relationships. when you're out looking for a relationship out of desperation and you're grasping and needy, it usually doesn't go very well. But when we relax and breathe and come back to our bodies and feel the numbness, the pain, but we learn to be with it all, with our entire experience, this is how we can initiate our aliveness and begin to feel more pleasure, more like bliss. But it's also, we're willing to feel the pain as well. And it's so important to understand that we are human and we are here to have a wide range of sensations and a wide range of emotions. The more that we just allow everything to be as it is without that constant grasping to only feel the pleasure, and then we're pushing all the pain away, and we're just here to be the space that's big enough to hold all of it, the more that these life doesn't bother us so much anymore. We are not bothered by the pain of being human and then numb. We stop going numb in our bodies. We're here to feel. And that is such a beautiful part of being human. So if you need help with this, please contact me. I love helping people to feel more pleasure. And I help them through not being so attached to running away from their pain. Running away from our pain causes a lot of problems in this life. So I am sending you all so many blessings for you to find your real pleasure, which is the pleasure that is fully alive as a human in the body, feeling it all, and then we become truly alive without dulling our senses. So this is such a journey for all of us just to be, have that equanimity in life and in the bedroom where everything just gets to be there. It's all perfect. And ironically, when we get stop being so attached to the pleasure, our bodies relax and we feel more.